it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. We'll get back to football here coming up in just a bit. I want to share a story with you guys to just get a temperature check on what we're talking about. So there was a news story that came across my timeline, and it said that currently nearly half of adults have started to make the change to kids' meals for smaller and cheaper portions. Now, I want to be very clear about this. If you're getting the kids' meal because time is hard right now and that's all you got, this portion of commentary is not directed at you. Hey, keep living your life. If all you got is $3.50 and you're just trying to make do, I get it. I understand. Times is hard out here. I'm not judging you. But Rob, you're telling me that there's people that sit among us, grown men, that are going to an Outback Steakhouse and ordering the kids' menu for the smaller portion of steak as an adult? I can't advocate that. I get it for the ladies. You know, we've all dated somebody that's just not really a heavy eater. Maybe you're currently with that person. You know, it doesn't matter. She's just not going to eat all of the food. She always has leftovers. And at some point you were like, hey, why are you going to order that? You know, you're not going to finish all of that. Why don't you get something more, you know, appetite appropriate? Rob, are you doing this? It says 44% of adults are now ordering the kids menu because they just want a smaller, cheaper portion. Are you going to Five Guys and are you getting the junior burger? Please don't tell me you're getting a junior burger from Five Guys.
I am not, but I will say there's two different things. If you're kind of like in a snack mood, like there have been days where like, hey, I had breakfast, I'm out doing stuff, I kind of want a quick snack before dinner, I might grab a Happy Meal, but I'm never going to sit down at Applebee's or, you know, Grozzo's or whatever and get the kids meal there. But I think it's fair to grab a kids meal fast food item because it's real quick, cheap, fills you up. But I think it's out of bounds to go to sit down at whatever your favorite restaurant is, pick a place, and you go, yeah, I want the kids' meal chicken strips. That feels, and you order a beer with it. That feels way out of bounds.
To me, you gotta be doing this if you're ordering on the app. You gotta be doing this. Like, I'm sitting here reading it right now. I order the Texas Roadhouse kids' meal. I get the 6-ounce sirloin steak, a side and a drink for $10. Can't beat it. I can't advocate for that. I really can't. I can't advocate for that. You're a 36-year-old man. You don't have kids, and now you're going up and you're ordering the kids' steak? Come on now. Sometimes my male ego, it won't even let me get the small because I just don't like the way it feels in my hand. You know how when you go to the movies and they try to hand you that little dainty bag of popcorn, you think, hey, man, don't hand me that. You got to get the medium just off principle. I know I ain't the only person that feels like that. Like when you get the small pizza and they bring it out and it's that little personal pan pizza. Hey, man, don't give me that little baby pizza. I don't want that. I can't advocate for this. This has to be a foul. For all the things that the text line pulls your man card for, being a 41-year-old man ordering off the kids menu has to be something that is a violation of the man code. It has to be.
I think if you're in a drive-thru, maybe it's a little different, but maybe the app. I'll agree with you on the app, but if you go to Texas Roadhouse for the texter and you sit down and you're like, hey, I want the drink, the side, and the small steak for $10, that no. Now, I will say this. If you're Texas Roadhouse and you know this is happening, why don't you start offering a special or, have a little section of the menu for like cheap eats or whatever? Because clearly, people are doing this, so find a way to profit on it and not have the stigma of people ordering off the kids menu, because you should not be ordering off a kids menu.
I'm telling you right now, if this is the situation, you got to start showing me a picture of your family, man. I'm serious. You got to start showing me a picture of your family. Show me your little one before I let you order off this menu. I don't see no kids in the back of this. I can't even imagine going to a steak place and getting that little baby 6 ounce steak.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.